Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures.
Did you read the reading? The Bible said let the reading say so.
And say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won.
We're fighting a fight.
That's
how it's been won.
You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains. Wipe away every stain. That I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed.
Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. You're a new species.
I don't have to be the old man inside of me. Cause his day is long and gone.
That old person is gone away. The Bible says, behold, all things become new. You are a new species. You are a new creature. You're not human anymore. If you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're not just a real man no more. You are a new species. You've been redeemed. He set you free from all things.
I'll shake out these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Cause I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake out these heavy chains.
You ain't bound no more. You've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. He set you free. The Bible said, who the Son set free is free indeed. You've been set free today. So I don't care what is holding you back. In the name of Jesus, you are set free. Everything that has you bound, you are free now. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He set you free on Calvary. He set you free. There's no more bondage. You've been redeemed. You have been redeemed. Glory to God. He has set you free. He has set you free from the law and the curses. He set you free. You've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says who the Son set free is free indeed. You need to realize you're free of debt. You need to realize that you're free of worry. You need to realize that you're free of stress. You need to realize I'm free. I'm no longer bound by Satan. I'm no longer bound by man. But I'm free. And it's who the Son has set free. It's free indeed, amen.
The Bible said, let the redeemed say, they've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed and set free. Glory to God. It's something about that son. I've been redeemed. You need to realize, every believer, you've been redeemed. You have been set free. Do not sell anything that holds you bound, because you've been set free by God. Amen. Jesus has set you free. We don't care, but he set you free. He set you free from sickness. He set you free from diseases. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to have a disease. You don't have to have a cure in this world, because Jesus has set you free. Amen. Glory to God. It's something about the word of God. It's something about Jesus. I tell you, Jesus. I don't get tired of saying his name, because Jesus, in his name, there's salvation. In his name, there's peace, joy. There's liberty. Jesus said, I came to set the captives free. I can't heal those blind. I came to set you free. You're free. Yeah, if you accepted me, you're free. You need to realize that. Glory to God. Meditate on that. You've been set free. If you realize you've been set free by the blood of Jesus, that the power of darkness don't have no power over you, you can be saying, I've been redeemed. Amen. Amen. I've been redeemed. Glory to God. Today we welcome you here to Love and Faith Healing Ministry. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for Love and Faith Healing Ministry. Amen. Love. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Love and faith go together. Faith working. The Bible says faith working by love. Amen. You can't use your faith if you do not walk in love. Amen. You got to walk in love and watch your faith operate. Amen. Amen. They come to the second clue that we talk about. Faith in God make the impossible possible. And this series, this is serious, because this is faith in God make the impossible possible, part two. Amen. Faith in God make the impossible possible. Amen. We talked last week how the widow woman, how she was on the last day, she was about to die, or something about to die, and God set them free. They went from being about to die with too much more. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. We talked last week how Abraham and Sarah, how God promised Abraham and Sarah a son. And Sarah laughed within herself. And God said, is there anything, why did Sarah laugh? Is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that God would not do for you. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. God says, I show you my created power from the beginning. When I said, let there be light, and light came, did I not turn the darkness into light? I said, let there be trees and every herb and grow its own kind, every cattle's own kind. Did I not say, did I not do? God's looking at my created power. There's nothing that I can't do, amen. Faith in God make the impossible possible, amen. Glory to God. We talked about it last week, Luke 1:37 said, all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. All. Listen, God said, all things are possible with him. What is impossible is possible with God. There's nothing impossible for the believer. There's nothing impossible because God lives on the inside of you. Amen. All things are possible with God. Amen. Hebrew. Amen. I want you to turn your Bibles. I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, amen. I want to show you something that faith what brings the impossible possible. Faith in God make the impossible possible, amen. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. I want you to see something. You got to say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:1. And this is the amplified version. I want to read this amplified version because I want you to see all things are possible with God. Faith in God make the impossible possible to you. Now the Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 1. He said, now faith is the assurance. The confirmation and the title deed. Faith is the assurance and the confirmation and the title deeds of things we hope for, being the proof of things which we do not see, in the conviction of the reality. Faith proceeding as the real fact, what is not revealed in the senses. Faith is your title deed to everything that God has for you. Faith is the title deed. When you use your faith, faith gives you the title deed whatever you pray to God for. Faith is the title deed. Faith gives you the right in the title deed to ownership. Do you know somebody when you go buy a vehicle or you go buy a house and they give you the title deed? When they give you the title deed, you own that. When we got through paying for our truck, they gave us the title. It's the title deed. It said, this vehicle belongs to Kimberly and Kirk Hughes. It was the title deed. It belongs to us. When you use your faith, it gives you the title deed to all the promises of God in your life. Glory to God. It's the assurance. The very comfort is the confirmation, the title deed of the thing that you hope for. And it's been the proof of things which we do not see. Faith brings things that we do not see from the spiritual world into the physical world. Faith brings it. It's proof. It's proof. It's proof. Just like you see this door physical, it's proof. Whatever God says, if you use your faith, it's faith, it's proof. It's undeniable proof that it's sure. It's the title deed. That's why your house is your house. Faith. You use your faith. It gives you the title deed to that house. Glory to God. When you use your faith, it gives you the title deed to that vehicle. Glory to God. When you use your faith, it gives you the title deed to heal. You heal. Glory to God. It gives you the title deed. You own it. You need it. You been delivered, you've been healed. Everything, the title deed, when you use your faith, it says, come here, it's mine. When you use your faith, it gives you the absolute right and claim it, and it shows faith is the title deed. Amen. Say, faith is my title deed. Anything I want in my life that is promised to God, when I use my faith, it gives me the title deed, it's mine. So whenever you put your faith in God, it makes the impossible possible. When you put your faith in God, it guarantees you. It guarantees you. It shows glory to God. It is the title deed. The faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things, the things that we desire. The things that God said you have, the things that you desire. We do not see in the conviction of them, of their reality, faith perceiving as the real fact. It's just as real as you can see yourself. Faith is real. The things you hope for, the things you believe God for by faith, Jesus has been, it's proof in the pudding. It's proof in the pudding. It's the real fact what is now revealed to the senses. So faith don't make sense to your senses. When you walk in, I said that with faith, it's not the senses, not the five senses. The natural man live with the five senses. What he can hear, what he can see, what he can touch, what he can smell. If a natural man can't see it with his physical eye, he don't believe that he can have it. But faith, those who spiritually receive it. Those who have received the Lord Jesus, they lost. If faith gives them the right title deed. When you said that Jesus lost, it gave you a title deed to all the things and to his kingdom. When you said that Jesus, Lord, and Savior, you received a title deed. And God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then he sent the Holy Spirit to you to give you a guarantee. He gave you a guaranteed deposit. When he sent the Holy Spirit, he said, it's guaranteed, you say. It's guaranteed you will be healed. It's guaranteed you'll be delivered. Guaranteed that you'll prosper in your life if you put your faith. Because faith is the title deed to what you desire. Faith. Whatever you want, put your faith in, it guarantees you. When you put your faith in God, it guarantees you the thing that you ask for is yours. Glory to God. He said, verse 2 said, by faith, trust in the Holy Spirit born of faith, the man of old had divine testimony. More unto them attain a good reward. I want you to see this in verse 3. He said, by faith, we understand that the worlds, Mars, Earth, Jupiter, Saturn, all these, during the successive age, were framed and fashioned, put in order, and equipped for the intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Anything you see now came from the invisible world. Everything you see came from the invisible world. And faith, the Bible said faith framed, we know by faith it framed the worlds. It framed everything and it made the sun. I talked about last week how God created the sun with his mouth. He spoke the sun into existence, but not only did he spoke the sun into existence, but he gave the sun a purpose and he told him to shine right there, don't you move, shine, shine, shine. And that's what the sun do. Whatever God said, it got to come to pass. Whatever he told the moon to do, he got to do it. Whatever he told the stars to do, he got to do it. He said, lastly, he commanded a widow woman who was on her last leg to be the man of God. She had but a little, but she commanded. And God had commanded blessings in your life. Faith in God make the impossible possible. He said, I want you to see something. He says, that put in order and equipped for their intended purpose. Do you not know when God created you, he created you with a purpose? If you realize, I'm gonna mess some Christian heads up right now. Do you realize that you was a word? You was a thought in the word of God. He said, let the, and whoever it be, came upon earth. And that person's going to do whatever he created him to do. Because it says, not only did he frame and fashion you, not only did he frame and fashion the world, but he framed and fashioned you. And he put in order. And he equipped you for the intended purpose what he called you to do. By the word of God. What God said about you before the foundation of the world. Before you ever got pregnant, your mama, before your mama ever got pregnant. God, you didn't come from your mother. You might have came out your mama better, but you came from God. Your spirit came from God. Man cannot create spirit, but spirit come from God. And God sent the spirit. And then when he sent the spirit to the mother's stomach, why the woman become pregnant? He told Jeremiah, before you was in mother womb, I knew you and I called you to be a prophet to the men of the nations. He said, Jeremiah, I knew you. Jeremiah, I knew you because you was in me. You need to realize that you was in God before you was ever in your mother womb. That you came directly from God, for only God is the creator of all things. Glory to God. faith in God make the impossible possible. Amen. All things are possible with God. When you use your faith. Faith is the guarantee, the title deed for the things you hope for. It's the title deed. Amen. I want you to turn your Bibles to Romans 8, 31. Glory to God. Romans 8, 31. I want to show you something in the Amplified. In the Amplified Bible. Amen. Amen. Faith in God made the impossible possible. I want you to realize that God has given you everything that you ever need in your life. You know, the only way to receive everything God has given you is by faith. It was your title deed to bring everything, all the promise of God to you. And that's why the Bible says in Romans 8, 31, says, what should we say to all of this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be our foe? Anywhere, who can be our enemy? If God is on our side, he who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all other things? He had him in spirit his own son. How he would not freely give us all things? If God gave you his best gift, he don't mind you his best. Glory to God. The only way to receive all that God has for you is by faith. Faith is the title deed. It gives you the title deed to whatever you believe God for, and it's yours. And no one can take it from you because you did it. You use your faith. And when you use your faith, it gives you the title deed. It's yours already. And no one can take it out of here. Not even the devil can take it out of your head. When you use your faith, faith is unstoppable. When your faith is God, it's unstoppable. It can't be stopped. Anyone who used their faith, it was a good report. Those about the faith, those who are the faith or the patriarch. Every time they use their faith, when Daniel's in line, then he used his faith. Shut the lion's mouth. Faith in God make the impossible possible. Don't matter who come against you. I don't care if it's a lion or a bear. I don't care if it's a tiger. I don't care if it's sharks and whales and octopus. We need to realize, as the children of God, that he gave us dominion over them. You don't have to never have to run from a dog again if you use your faith. Faith is guaranteed your protection. When you trust God, it's guaranteed title deed protection. He'll never leave you no mistake. Nothing can come against you. Ask David. David fought bears and lions. One time a bear came and grabbed one of the sheep. David didn't run away from the bear. His faith kicked in. Faith guaranteed the title deed. Faith said, David, go take that bear. Go take that bear and get that sheep back. David left running towards the bear. And when he grabbed the bear, he took the bear with his bare hand. I'm telling you, with God, there's nothing impossible. With God, there's nothing you can't do. With the Spirit of God in you, you're stronger than you ever believe. You are a new species. This just is true. You're not a natural man no more. Man who's been born of God. And the child of God is the Son of God. And he had the same spirit that was in Jesus. It's the same spirit that was in you. The same spirit of faith. The same spirit was in David. You don't have to run from a lion never again. You don't have to run from your problem. You don't have to run from anything no more. For the Bible says, who can be against you? Huh? Who can do this real life? Who can be against me? Faith in God make the impossible possible. You don't have to run. You don't have to never worry about it no more. You just have to worry about not having enough for tomorrow because faith guarantees you that your needs will be met. Faith make the impossible possible. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to turn your Bibles. I'm going to put a couple of description, a couple of reference in the Word of God. Turn your Bible to 2 Kings. Glory to God. 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 4. Glory to God. Glory to God. 2 Kings chapter 4, starting in verse 8. The Bible says, now it happened one day that Elijah went to somewhere where there was an old woman. And she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was as often as he passed by, he would turn there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, look now, I know this is a holy man of God who passed by us regularly. Please let us make a small upper room on the wall. And let us put a bed for him there, and a table, and a chair, and a lampstand, so we will be. Whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. And it happened one day, he came there, and he turned into the upper room, and lay down there. Then he said to his Gehazi, his servant, call this Shulamite woman. And when he called her, she stood before him. He said to him, say not to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, what then is it to be done for her? And Jehovah answered, actually she has no sons, and her husband is old. So he said to her, call her. And when he called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you should embrace a son. And she said, no, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. This woman never had a child. Her husband was past the age of producing a child. But the man of God had the word of God in his mouth. It was an impossible situation for this woman. It's something that she truly desired, but she was afraid to desire this because she don't want to be feel left out or embarrassed or feel neglected if this don't come to pass. And sometimes as Christians in life, we feel like that the promises of God won't come to effect because we have that doubt there. There was some doubt that stopped the blessing of God because faith guarantees you results. Faith in God guarantees results. It guarantees it's the title deed. But the woman could see it bore a son at the point of time that come up, which Elijah had told her. The Bible says the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father to reapers. And he said to his father, my head, my head. So he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. The man of God blessed this woman with a child. He spoke it. Faith. He spoke the words of faith. And the woman became pregnant. And she had a child this year. Now at this point of time, the child got sick. And the child died sitting in her lap. I don't feel her spirits. There had to be a sad thing. But she did not let her grieving and her sadness to doubt God. They would say he tried to make you feel depressed and down so you can't believe God. But this woman during her time downtime, even though she was hurting in her inside, even though her feeling was hurting, the thing that she waited for so long, she had now has been taken away is she was dramatic, but she still didn't let her situation stop her faith. Listen what she said next. So she said, why are you going? He said, then she said, called to her and said, please send me one of the young men, one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come back. So he said, why are you going to him today? It's neither the new moon nor the Sabbath. She said, it's well. And then she saw the donkey and she said to her servant, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace with me unless I tell you. And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So when the man of God saw her fall, he said to the servant, look, the Shulamite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, it is well with you. Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? And she answered, it is well. She could have said, my child that you have blessed me with is now dead. But her statement was, it is well. Because her faith, she still had faith in spite of the circumstances that was going in her life. Faith guaranteed the title deed result. She didn't let doubt come in. She didn't allow fear. She didn't allow her depression of faith, but she allowed faith. And faith is the title deed guaranteed. She said, it is well. Then when she came to him, the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress. This one was in deep distress. She was hurt, but she still had faith. You can be going through some things, but you still use your faith. Don't give up on your faith, because it is the guarantee. It's the title deed for what you're hoping for, what you're believing for, is the guaranteed title deed. And because this woman still believed, in spite of her son being dead, faith is the title deed. So he sent the servant, father, to the servant, go lay the rock, the staff over the child's face. And Elijah and the woman was going back. Coming back. And the servant came back and said, the child got no better. So Elijah went forth over there, went to the house, and he just him and the child was in the room. And the Bible said that Elijah prayed. Then he went over to the child, put his mouth over him, put his hands over him, put his thing in and prayed. And told him for his spirit to return. And he prayed. And he got up. And he walked around the room. The Bible said he walked around the room. Patience, fear, praying, believe in God, because faith guaranteed. Faith guaranteed. It's the title deed. And he got back on top of the child. And the child sneezed 7 times. Glory to God. 7 times. Meaning completion. Glory to God. And the child became strict. And the child came back to life. Faith guaranteed the title deed. If you don't doubt and believe and use your faith, there's nothing that God won't do for you. Faith is the title deed. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Faith was the title deed. We talked last week. I want to talk about the woman with the issue of blood. It was something that I saw about the woman with the issue of blood. She was sick for 12 long years. She was bleeding for 12 long years. And she walked, went to every physician, went to every doctor. She used all her money up. She had no more resources. All she had to know what to do was gone. It was gone. All her money was gone. She had nobody left in the corner. But she heard about Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, heard about Jesus, who is the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. And the Alpha and Omega. In the beginning and the end. In the bread of life. She heard about him working miracles. She heard something. Have you heard something about Jesus? Have you heard? She heard about Jesus. She said, well, then, if I could just trust that he was gone, I'll be made whole. If I could just trust that he was gone, if I could just trust that he was gone. Jesus walking on his way to heal another child. She elbowed her way through the crowd. And she touched the heel of Jesus' garment. And the Bible said that the blood dried up. I want you to see something there. That faith activated God's blessing. She didn't ask Jesus to heal her. She didn't ask God to heal her. Because it's a favor. Faith extract whatever you need. Faith is the title deed to your healing. Glory to God. You're already healed. But faith guarantees you healed. Amen. Faith is the title deed. Faith. Faith in God made the impossible possible. Amen. Glory to God. She didn't ask God. She didn't ask Jesus. But when she took her faith, extract that power from Jesus. And he said, whoa, some power left me. Some power left me. There were many who were touching you, but they had no faith. Faith extract the healing. Faith guaranteed the results you want. Glory to God. The things you hope for, faith guaranteed. Faith pulls it out. It's guaranteed title deed. You can have faith and don't doubt. It's guaranteed. It's yours. You don't doubt. You put your faith in it. It's yours. Whatever you desire. The Bible says, so when you desire, believe that you receive, you should have whatever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive, it's yours. Glory to God. Faith is the guarantee. Amen. Because nobody say, don't nobody talk to y'all what God says. If God said, you stand on it, I don't care who comes to you. You tell them, no, this is God. That woman, the Sodomite woman, she didn't let her husband distract her. She didn't let her situation distract her. She believed all is well. No matter what the situation, it doesn't matter what the situation looks like. Faith is not of the five senses. Faith. It's the most powerful spiritual. It's a powerful spiritual force. And faith is a spirit. Faith goes to work. Faith goes to work when you go to sleep. You can put your faith in there. It's going to do the job for you. Glory to God. You don't believe me? Jesus cursed the fig tree. He put his faith in his mouth on the fig tree. Said you should never, no one should ever eat a fruit you ever again. 24 hours later, when they came back through, Jesus left. He didn't sit there and wait to see what the tree going to curse and die. He walked away, preached the gospel, healing the sick, casting out demons, raised dead, came back through the next day, the tree gone. Faith works. It's a spiritual. Faith is spiritual. It's powerful. It's guaranteed results. It guarantees you. When you just pray, it guarantees that big tree is going to die. And what did he do? It wasn't away from the roots. Nothing stopped faith. Faith in God made the impossible possible. Faith the guaranteed results. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Faith made God. Peter walked on water. Tell me God. So won't you turn about? Turn Mark. Matthew chapter 14. I want you to see this. I want you to see this. Matthew chapter 14. This is good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just believe. Matthew 14, verse 28. If Peter answers, now I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to verse 22. It said, me and Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go for him to the other side while he sit there and sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent them up to the way, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. It was already on the sea. The disciples were already on the sea. He went to the mountain to pray. So the evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea. The boat was now in the middle of the sea. And tossed by waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Faith in God made the impossible possible. I want you to see something first. Jesus, do you know you had the same spirit of faith as Jesus? Peter, Jesus walked on water. They was already had a head start on Jesus. Jesus couldn't even make the choice to fly to them or walk to them. Land, water, earth do not define or stop you what you can do for God. But all things are possible for God. And because Jesus knew who he was, You need to know who you are. Just know who you are. Just know who you are. He didn't need another quote. He just went step on. Smash on top of the wall. Wind blowing everything. Storms. It didn't fade him because faith! Because faith tell. Faith make wind and storm stop. Faith! You in faith, nothing can stop you. It's the unstoppable force. Faith, he walked the water. He got to the boat. That's what he did. He got to the boat. He walked. They was already in the middle of the sea. They were struggling. They were struggling the boat. They were struggling. The boat was getting told, but they were struggling to make it through with Jesus. Faith. When you in faith, even the storm of life can't stop. You just walk through the wind. Wind got the way. Just walk through it. Don't think nothing about it. You can do the same thing Jesus did. I'm telling you, he said you had the same spirit. He said the works that I do in John 14, 10, 12. He said the same works that I do, even greater works you should do. He's not a liar. We just don't believe. God don't lie. If he said you can do it, you can do it. Glory to God. And he went walking on the sea. And they were troubled, saying that it is a ghost. And they cried out with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. Even though the sea, the storm was raging, Peter, we ought to get like Peter. Peter was one of them boastful guys. Peter would you go just, they knew Peter was crazy. Peter had some crazy faith. Peter, you always step out in front of everybody. Peter was a leader. Peter, you always step out to see him now. Look at him. Who he think he is, the other disciple? Who he think he is? Huh? Gonna get out the boat and walk on water because you saw Jesus walking on water. But faith, Peter in the heaven, he didn't use his five senses. The five senses, the other people stay in the boat with five senses. When you use your five senses, what you can hear, touch, feel, and see, and when you do that, you stay stagnant. You'll never move the things that God wants you to be. But Peter didn't move with his five senses. Faith kicked in. And Peter says, you Lord, tell me to come and I'll come. Peter stepped out on the boat. He stepped out of the boat. Even though he has a neighbor to talk to him, look who he think he is. Peter stepped off the boat. He went from being a natural man to be a supernatural man. You didn't realize that you're a new species. You no longer just regular human. I'm more than a regular man. There's nothing that you cannot do with God. All things are possible with God. Glory to God. And Peter walked over the water. Peter began to walk over the water. But Peter began to look at the wind. Listen to the Bible. Listen to what the word says. He said, come. And Peter had come down off the boat, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was blowing, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and called him and said to him, oh, you little faith, why did you doubt? Jesus told Peter to come out the boat and walk on water because he's trying to show Peter his full potential. Jesus not only come to save the world, but Jesus came to show the world all who accept me is a new species. What I can do, you can do. He's trying to show Peter his true potential. Do you not know that a child of God, you got the same potentials of God because God is in you. He's with you. The Almighty God, the Bible said, you and God are one. You are one spirit. You are one spirit. You are one. He's inside your spirit. He's inside your spirit. Y'all together. There's nothing that you can't do. He said, why did you doubt, Peter? I want you to know that, Peter, you can do the same thing I'm doing. And God and Jesus tell people that. Do you realize what I did? You can do the same. Can I not say that you can do the same works I do, even greater works, if you don't doubt? What made Peter start to sink? He began to look at the winds and the boasters of the winds. And doubt came in. I'm telling you, take doubt out, take fear out. You take doubt and fear out, there's nothing impossible with you. All things, faith in God, make the impossible possible. Faith is guaranteed that you're going to walk on water. You don't doubt. You're going to walk on water. Peter walked on water. And Jesus said, why do you doubt, Peter? Why do you doubt, Peter? You could have just kept walking all across the sea, Peter. With God, all things are possible. Peter walked on water. Man can fly. A believer can fly. Peter, you're going too far there. No, he's telling you the truth. But God says, all things are possible. He said, all things are possible with God. Yeah, I guess man can fly. There's several men in the Bible that blew. I'm thinking to the New Testament. Oh, come here, evangelist. Philip, come here. The Bible said that Philip went preaching the gospel to this Enoch. And he said, what do this mean? And Philip began to explain to him the scripture. And Enoch, you only said, what's caused me not to say there's water there? What caused me not to be saved? So Philip baptized the man. It came up, the man was saved. And the Bible said after that, that the Spirit of God is in you. The Spirit of God is inside your spirit. See, it caught Philip and took him approximately 20-some miles to the next town. Philip. The believer can fly. He flew. With the Spirit of God, there's nothing impossible with God. Faith guarantees result is the title of deed. When he used his faith, he was able to fly. When Peter used his faith, he was able to walk on water. There's nothing you can't do. And my last for today is Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother. He had passed, he had died, and Martha sent for him, and he sent for Jesus, and Jesus told him that he would come. But it took Jesus 4 days to get there. And he began to tell the disciples what disciples said. Well, if Elijah is asleep, he'll get well, Master. And he had to really tell him, Lazarus dead. So they came, Martha saw Jesus from a distance, and she began to say, Lord, if you was here, you could have saved our brother Lazarus. You could have saved him. And Jesus began to say, believe and don't doubt. He said, I know that he'd be raised on the last day. Jesus said, did I not say believe? Did I not say, he said, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Lazarus ain't gonna have to wait till the resurrection, but right now I have the power. Faith guaranteed. We saw Jesus say, if you just believe, don't just die. Did you hear Mary? Did you hear he wouldn't have died? He said, did I not say? And he said to his people, Jesus said to us today, did I not say? If you believe and don't doubt, you will see. And he comes before he saw Lazarus. Lazarus stinking. He was stinking. He had been dead 4 days in a coffin. He was dead for 4 days. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Glory to God. Faith in God makes the impossible possible. Faith guarantees results. Faith raises the dead. Faith guarantees the title deed to everything you desire and can believe God for. It guarantees results is the title deed. Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for God. If God is in you, who can be against you? God lives on you. All that God is, is on inside of you. And all God did, you can do. Faith in God make the impossible possible. Faith is the title deed to what you want. It guaranteed it's going to happen. God guaranteed you. If you trust me, he said, don't put the trust in me, will not be ashamed. Those who put their trust in me, those who believe in me, must believe that I am God, I am the one of those who diligently seek out of me. God said, I am who I say I am. And whatever I said you can do something. Faith is the title deed. And that's the end of my message. And I want everyone under my voice to understand. Faith is the title deed to what you desire. It guarantees you results if you don't doubt. You don't doubt, it guarantees it's going to work. The woman, the son of my woman didn't doubt. She said, all is well. Even though she saw something, she said, all is well. Faith guarantees to raise the dead. Faith guarantees the house. Faith guarantees the car. Faith guarantees the truck. Faith guarantees the healing. Faith guarantees deliverance. Faith guarantees peace. Faith guarantees joy. Glory to God. Whatever you need. Faith in God will bring the past. Glory to God. Peace out. Love and faith, heal and miss. Remember, love and faith, heal and miss. Remember, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And faith works every time. You don't doubt. If Bible said it, just live by faith. Remember, peace out. Love and faith, heal and miss. May the blessing of God in you. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Awesome.